Dick, when you see something like this with everything you've been a part of with the alumni and all the ceremonies and everything, where does this one stand out for you to now see something like this and to see you guys finally get a statue and an honor like this?
Well, you know, we've been well respected over the years. So if you're a Toronto Maple Leaf guy and you've lived here or anywhere in Canada, really, I mean, the fans were always, this was their team, right? And any of the guys that played for that team, you know, particularly in this case, Ted Kennedy, but Max Bentley, Todd Sloan, you know, Jimmy Thompson, Gus Morrison, these guys won 5 cups, right? You know, they won 4 and 5 years in Barocco. I mean, everybody, when we think about Barocco, brings a tear to people's eyes. The guy gone at age 25, right? Swashbuckling type of guy, you know, knock guys down. That's the way hockey was played in those days. There was a lot of heavy body checking in Detroit. I think that in lots of ways, the people in Toronto have been very good, or people across Canada. They know Dick Dowd. They know Frank Mahovlich. They know Dave Keon. They know George Armstrong. They know Todd Sloan. Okay, and Timmy Horton. Look at them, you know, all around. They say they're reminded all the time. This guy was a former Leaf guy, right? The hockey was played across Canada. We all listened to it or watched it, or our parents did, in the houses in Saskatchewan or Northern Ontario. And for a guy to come in Toronto to be put in the group, say, you know, somewhere down the line, some of you guys are going to make this team, okay? Out of you 30 guys, maybe 3. And say, well, that's good. Let's get at it, okay? And so I happened to be one of those guys that made it through the system, probably because the big advantage I had by going to St. Mike's. The guys that had gone ahead of me, the Timmy Horton, Ted Lindsay, those kind of guys. And then the Marlboro guys had their own guys. But then I was a baby Leaf. Not quite yet. Not quite like you had tests to pass. And the guys who had already passed them, the names were Kennedy and Apps and Charlie Conacher and those guys. They say, yeah, first of all, you got to make it here. And then when you make it here, you got to be a guy that can win a cup for us, okay? Or you won't be here, okay? Because that's what they played for, right? It was a demanding job. And when Mr. Smythe, I told these people lots of times, when he gave me number 9, I knew what he was giving me. I knew what he was giving me because I had number 17, and nobody wore his number for a couple years. And then Mr. Smythe said, Dick, we're going to give you the number 9. Boy, they knew that I had leadership qualities and I was going to play tough, but like this guy would have done it, okay? And I understand what that number meant, right? And I knew the guy who had it ahead of him, too, Charlie Conacher.
So how easy was it when they polled the alumni for not just this, but for the jersey honoring to say,
oh,
Ted?
Oh, no, but I don't know. So I wasn't always in contact with it all, but I mean, I'm glad they did that, you know. But as I said, you know, it's more for the fans to remember to what this team. The guys themselves, I mean, they knew what it was like to play for Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, there wasn't any place we could go without somebody knowing who we were, you know. And if we'd done anything that was a positive for the team, then it was very good, you know. And we had a limited time to play, and now there's 30 teams. It's not easy, but there's other guys that came after us. They were close to getting it, you know, and guys like Clark and Sittler and these guys, they give full value to the Leafs, right? And the public knows that, and they're the public's favorites. That's fine. And we all have our own guys. I'm sure that Zalaps probably will be there. I'm sure that Mahovlich might probably be there. Wendell Clark, probably Sittler. I don't know. There's lots of guys. We were a team first kind of thing, eh? You know, some teams had guys that stood out, like the Howes and Lindsay and Kelly and Harvey and Montreal and Beliveau and DeRocket. Some of them stood out. This team was kind of put together, really, as a team, right? We're going to attack you from line after line after line, okay? And the defense pairs, you know, we can play any way you guys want to play. You want to play tough, we'll play tough. If you want to play, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So what was Ted like as a player?
I would say he was, like, when I came here, he was finished, okay? He was retiring. I played 3 games with him at the end of the year as an amateur. And then the next year he retired. He was only 30, but it took a lot out of him, and he looked more than 30, okay? And then he came back because the team was struggling, yeah? At that time, Montreal was going to win 5 cups, and Detroit was going to win 4 in a row, then Montreal 5. And so Toronto had won 47, 48, 49, and 51. So now they had to go through the rebuilding phase, and his time had done. But I know about him from watching from juniors. Okay, the junior guys that are on the Leafs system, we went every Saturday night to the game and watched the NHL guys play, you know. And so I knew what his contribution was on the ice and stuff like that, right? And then I knew how the Leafs played, how they wanted us to play. Okay, it was great. It was a good learning process. And Lindsay, who was a good friend of mine too, said, "Dick, watch the guy who plays your position. Okay, watch when Boston comes in here. Watch Busek and these guys, or when Montreal comes. Watch how Dickie Moore plays and these guys. Watch the guys who play your position. Learn how to play it."